Take a real, honest, hard-working man. Put a real, honest beer in his hand. A natural brew with nothing to hide. Made with three generations of beer brewing pride.
You got a real, honest beer in his hand. With a U.C.
Only the finest natural ingredients in UC, and a real beer drinker can taste the difference. Utica Club, there's nothing phony about it.
To 1961 today. 1961, which was the 16th year of Arthur Godfrey time, coming up to the end of the 27th year and the 30th of this month. And in 1961, Max Morath and Richard Hayes, see what you recall. I recall that Yuri Gagarin, I'd forgotten his name until I just saw it here.
Gagarin? Gagarin, right.
He was the first one, I'm not Russian, I couldn't speak like that. He was the first human to travel in space. He did it on the 12th of April in 61. And then Alan Shepard...
Shepard.
Oh, pardon me. Richard. He went 116 and a half miles above the Earth in a Mercury capsule. The first U.S. manned suborbital space flight. And, Richard, I'm going to ask you to open this program, if you will.
Hey, I remember 1961 because there was a big hit musical that opened on Broadway called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Oh, Rudy Valley.
Yeah, and then Robert Morse.
Yeah,
Robert
Morse.
Morse, right.
Yeah.
I have a code.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's the bold brain, spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. And when my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I've got to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart, I take heart, to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That'll do for an opening song.
I thought it was terrific.
Let's leave it in. Well, it wasn't terrific, but it's all right. Listen, we got a big anniversary to celebrate today, two of them. This is the year that, 1961, that we're talking about, that Ronnie Traxler finally grew up and got old enough to join the union and come play in our orchestra.
Hmm.
Ronnie Trexler. And this is also the day... This is also... That's Gene Trexler's son, as you remember.
Arthur?
And this is also the day that Cy Mann started.
Yeah, congratulations. Round for Cy.
Yeah, Ron.
Ronnie was saying that's also the year that he got married.
Yeah, he got a job and he got married right away.
That's right. Well, he needed a steady gig.
That's right. Yeah. And he and his father have been the bottom of this band for ever since. 11 years. That real solid beat you feel down there, that comes from father and son. This is the first year we did a tune that was written by Duke Ellington's assistant. What was his name?
Billy Strayhorn.
Billy Strayhorn. The reason we didn't do it before was they didn't write it until 61. And it goes like this.
Here we go.
I play Da Vinci in this one, and it's a lot of fun. Satsini Doll. It was a very good year, that 61. 61. When I was 17, it was a very good year. That was the song. The song came out then. Wasn't that Sinatra's big tune?
Mm-hmm.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls on soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green when I was 17. Did you do that?
No, we didn't have village greens in Brooklyn.
We had street lights in Colorado.
Hang around a candy store a lot.
Well, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair. Perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a terrific year. Very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. Yeah, we'd ride limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35. But now the days are short. And I'm in the autumn of the year. Now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. I wouldn't change a minute of it.
Good for you.
It was fun. What was your best year, Richard?
Next year.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah. I have a dear friend in Miami who always says, I'm here. Every time I say, how are you? I'm here.
That's a head start right there, then.
Yeah. It's Mitchell Wolfson. Mitch Wolfson, he runs the candy concession in one of the theaters down there in Miami. In fact, in all the theaters. In fact, he owns all the seats in the theaters.
And the candy company.
And the candy company.
And Miami.
But he's one of Miami's great citizens. He's one of those who bought property and gave it to the city to make parks with, so you can have village greens.
Mm-hmm.
This Hershey's Chocolate is our sponsor today. It hasn't changed since back in those days. Mm-mm. Hershey's chocolate is still the same wonderful, powerful chocolate it was back then. So is Hershey's cocoa. So that today's young housewife, today's young woman, can make the same quality of cakes and candies that her grandmother did. Using Hershey products. Desserts, candy, frostings, cookies, cakes, pies. Wow. Goodness like Hershey's just never does go out of style. And never changes at the Hershey plant. Pick up some Hershey's baking chocolate and Hershey's cocoa next time you shop. Help you bring back memories that your taste buds can never forget. There is no chocolate like Hershey's chocolate. Oh, incidentally, they have a very nice cookbook that you should have. 96 pages of color illustrations. 123 recipes like demon cake, chocolate chip cookies, chocolate peanut butter fudge. Dollar and a half to Hershey Food Corporation, Hershey, PA, 17033. Your name and address will bring you that book. Send your name and address, a dollar and a half, to Hershey Food Corporation, Hershey, Pennsylvania, 17033. A lot of things have changed. Hershey's goodness has not. Moon River was a big song in 61. So was Carnival. Any of you guys know anything from there? You didn't. What's the name of that?
Love Makes the World Go Round.
Was that in Carnival? Was it? I was looking on the front page here. I didn't see it. Oh, yeah. Love Makes the World Go Round. I couldn't see it because it was hidden in the title. One of my favorite people starred in that show named Kay Ballard. One of the funniest women alive. Gower Champion did the choreography. That was quite a show. Oh, Milk and Honey from Molly Picon's musical. Remember? This is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of sun and song. And this is a world of good and plenty, humble and proud, young and strong. This is the place where the hopes of the homeless and the dreams of the lost combine. This is the land that heaven blessed. And this lovely land is mine. What do you guys remember? Come on, help me. How about Moon River? Wider than a mile. You remember that?
Wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style someday. Dream maker, you heartbreaker.
This is Andy Williams.
Wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
Sounds like Richard Hayes to me.
Only when he's good.
Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's blend. Waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend.
And me. Was it me or thee?
Moon River and you, wasn't it?
That don't rhyme.
Moon River, I love you, or something. Moon River and me. You're right.
Huh.
You're right. Hey, here was one. Everywhere I look, I can see her face.
Yeah, I do that one.
Do you?
But not today. Do you know that one, Si?
Her face, I see it everywhere. And when I close my eyes, it stays. Like a leaf whirls on the wind. Hey, those are beautiful lyrics. Everywhere I look, I can see her face. I can see her face. I see it everywhere. And when I close my eyes, it stays. Like a leaf whirls on a wind, around my mind it plays. If in my two hands I could just hold her face, while my fingertips kiss her eyes and lips, and make them love and light and shine, but that would take two other hands, not mine. It would take two other hands. How'd he get in there?
Hands?
I would take two other hands. I don't dig it. What he means? I say had a rival, right?
Yeah, it's an unrequited love song.
Is that what that is?
Worshipped her from afar. That's right. Jerry has a good point there.
What was the point?
His baton. No, he's a puppeteer in this show. And it takes more than two hands to manipulate a puppet properly.
Oh, I didn't see the show, so I don't know. Oh, I see. The puppet is in love with the beautiful girl, huh?
No, the puppeteer is in love with the puppet, but there are strings attached, so they never do get together.
It goes on like this for days, folks. And then it gets worse.
Not many more.
That's right. Not too many more. Let's do something nice. How about you singing a song for 61?
You know what happened yesterday? We had promised when we got to the year that we'd do a tune. That somebody wrote in. What? Rambling Rose, remember?
Is this the year?
No, yesterday was the year.
Yesterday was the year?
Yeah, but we had those wonderful doctors on, the scientists. And we got hung up on the moon rocks, and I never did get to sing it, so perhaps I could fill that request now.
But those people are gone. That was last year.
Oh. How quickly we forget.
Come on, sing it.
Ramblin' Rose. Ramblin' Rose. Why you ramble, no one knows. how you've grown. Who can cling to a rambling rose? Come on, ramble on.
New Schick Flexomatic, the first electric made especially for the blade user. You, my friend, one of those people who said, fooey on these electric razors, they don't work. I thought the same thing until this thing came along. Believe me, it works. The Schick Flexomatic, it's ideal for blade men. It has a nice soft head that you can... Well, you press down on it and it doesn't hurt and it gets into the crooks and crannies and corners of your face, and it won't irritate or rub or burn, not even under your neck. It's ideal for those with sensitive skin, and it gives you a close shave, man. A real nice one. Try this new Schick Flexomatic. It's a beaut. Max, I know your voice is in bad shape, but your fingers sure aren't good or all right, I'm sure.
Well, take a crack at one here, Arthur. It's an old rag from the year 1961. Well, this is a 1909 rag, Arthur. I'm sorry not to fit in with the...
Oh, no, that's all right. 1909.
It's called Grace and Beauty.
Grace and Beauty. This is Max Marath, the Wizard of the Ragtime Piano. Thank you. Max Morath. Where are you going to be where folks can come and see you in the near future? This being April the 14th.
See, Arthur. I don't have any dates really until toward the end of May. I'll be out in Denver at the Hilton Hotel on the 26th of May. This new album of mine's coming out just about any day now on Vanguard. I've got a double album, 24 rags, in a very nice package that Vanguard's put together called Max Morath Plays Scott Joplin and Other Classics. That'll be on the market now in just about 2 weeks.
Please tell him to be sure we get a couple of them.
Oh, you bet you will. I'll bring them myself.
That's something I gotta have. 1961, the year we're talking about today, was a tune came around that I began to use in the nightclub appearances when I made, called I Love Being Here With You. You guys remember the chorus of it? I like the East, and I like the West. The North or South, they're both the best. But I only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, and I love the shore. And I love the rocks, and what's more, with you there, it wouldn't be a bore, 'cause I love being here with you. While singing in the shower, laughing for the hour, life is such a breezy game. And I love all kinds of weather, as long as we're together, I'd love to hear you say my name. I like good wine, fine cuisine, candlelight, dig the scene. Well, if you know what I mean, I love being here with you, but old man time, he's so mean. Meanest man you've ever seen. He gives you youth, and then he steals it away. He takes your nice, pretty hair, and he turns it gray. He makes you rich, makes you poor. He's a dog, that's for sure. All your dreams and all your schemes, they ain't worth a dime. So have a good time every day, 'cause you'll never get away from old man time. And that's what's killing us now. Old man time is upon us with that sigh of the... It is time for to go, Max Morath and Richard, and the Godfrey Men with Jerry Alters. But before you go, will you have a Lipton main dish, beef stroganoff, a whole bowl of it? You'll love it. It's easy to fix in 15 minutes. Serve Lipton beef stroganoff tonight. Just pour the contents of the box into a pot of boiling water, let it simmer for 15 minutes, and serve it. And if you don't tell the old man, he'll think you're a terrific cook. See you tomorrow and see how you made out.
What man or woman influenced world events during the past 24 hours? You'll find out each day on Newsmaker here on the CBS Radio Network.
Sir, what do you think of when somebody says Howard Johnson's restaurants?
Fried clams.
Fried clams, huh? Look, what if I told you that every Friday, at all participating Howard Johnson's restaurants, you could get a heaping plate of fried tender sweet clams, French fries, and coleslaw for $1.99.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Right. Now, supposing every Friday you could also get seconds on the house.
Oh, no kidding. Fried clams, coleslaw, French fries, and seconds on the house, all for only $1.99 every Friday?
That's right.
You know what I think of when somebody says Howard Johnson?
No, what?
I think they're pretty terrific.
Howard Johnson, Howard Johnson. Someone you know wherever you go.
Howard Johnson's Restaurants and Motor Lodges. Someone you know wherever you go.
WBEN, Buffalo. It's 7:30.